You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined by my man, Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros. Brian, you grew up in the Houston area, and you saw the first Astro get voted into the Hall of Fame. As a kid who grew up going to the Astrodome and seeing those all those five and seven jerseys, Bagwell and Biggio, what did it mean to you when you saw this guy get the ultimate honor?
Yeah, it was definitely a great day, and to have Craig play for 20 years. I mean, the Astros have been around a little over 50 years. He played for 20 of those. I mean, he's about Mr. Astro you can get. But I think there were a lot of Astros fans, a lot of people like me who grew up in Houston and followed the Astros their whole lives, who felt that they were getting inducted with him. I mean, I think he's taken a little bit of every fan and every Houstonian who's followed the team with him to Cooperstown, and it was just really a cool thing to see. I mean, we've had some great players come through Houston that we've all been able to enjoy. You know, Randy Johnson got in, but he was only here a brief time. Nolan Ryan, I remember going to the Astrodome in 1990, and you look to see in the paper if Ryan or Mike Scott was pitching. You're like, well, we need to go. And Ryan, you know, went in as a Ranger, which stung a lot of Houston fans. But to finally have a guy that is going in, no one can take it away from him. He was an Astro for life. Is just really a cool feeling for a lot of people.
Yeah, and for people, you know, this is inside politics a little bit, but I mean, he tried to do everything right. He understood he was a role model, and he understood that it was his responsibility, I guess you would, is the one word, to give back to the community in terms of the Sunshine Kids. He was mentored by Buddy Bell and Nolan Ryan and some tough guys like that. And, like, I remember a game in Milwaukee one time. He's about to go to the shower, and he says, hey, you need me? Because if you need me, I'm headed to the shower, and I won't be back for a while. I mean, the sense of responsibility that it was your sense to be part of the community, to be part of the franchise, to win, to have responsibilities to the media. And as you know, some of those guys were very strict, you know, tough about it. I mean, that was part of what you did as a ball player. And Craig tried to do everything right. And it's a pretty cool thing to see that, you know, because like you said, he represents all of us. He said late in his career, you know, he only allowed himself to look up in the stands and see those Bagwell and Biggio jerseys. Anyway, that being said, now Craig works for the Astros. And would you give Jeff Luhnow now has added two relievers, Gregerson and Neshek. He's added a shortstop, Lowry. And what do you think is next on his shopping list?
Well, they still need to sort out their catching situation a little bit. They have too many catchers. They brought in Hank Conger in November or October, right after the season ended. They brought in Hank Conger, and of course Carlos Corporan is back too, and they offered him a contract, so he's under contract for this year. So they're going to have to sort out that situation. One of those guys figures not to be here. It's probably going to be Corporan, I think, will be the odd man out. But I still think they're in the market for a starting pitcher. You know, they're not going to be going after Scherzer or any of those guys, but you know, I think a middle of the road, maybe a fourth, fifth starter, just another veteran to plug in that lineup, to where if one of the young guys struggles, you can put a guy in there who's going to go out and give you six, seven innings in battle. I think they would still look for a corner infielder, someone who can play first and third. Again, another veteran that when Jonathan Singleton is really struggling, and you know, hopefully for the Astros' sake that doesn't happen, but if he is, that you can put him over there for a week, a veteran player to play there, and you can give Dominguez a spell as well. So, you know, they have a little bit of money left to spend, not a lot. A couple of more things they would like to do. You know, I don't think they're in any hurry. They still have a month before spring training, but the big pieces, you know, have been acquired. The bullpen, I think, is going to be one of the best in the division, which I think is going to pay huge dividends for them as they go forward.
Before, you know, we made a lot about Springer and Singleton getting called up, and Springer, before he got hurt, fulfilled every bit of promise and then some. But Singleton played 95 games, and he really, really struggled, hit 168, had this weird reverse split where he was fairly productive against left-handed pitching. What do you think the Astros now, what do they think of Jonathan Singleton at this point, and what are their expectations for him in spring training and beyond?
Yeah, he's kind of a puzzling guy. I mean, let's remember, they gave him a $10 million contract, so they expect him to be their first baseman for a long time, and I think he's going to come to spring camp, and he's going to have every opportunity to prove that he's that guy, and I think he's going to have every opportunity during the season to prove he's that guy. But you can't go out there and strike out in a third of your plate appearances and just towards the end just even struggle to get the bat on the ball. I mean, it was really difficult to watch the last couple of weeks when he was in the lineup, and then he ended up not being in the lineup at the end of the season. So, you know, there's a new hitting coach on board now. You know, I think John Mayle did a great job with a lot of guys. Obviously, Altuve credited him over and over, and I think he did great work with J.D. Martinez before he landed in Detroit. But, you know, sometimes a different set of eyes helps guys a little bit, so there'll be a different hitting coach to work with Singleton. Maybe Hudgens can figure something out, a different manager. He's got a little bit of experience now, 95 games under his belt, and knows a little bit about what it takes to be a big leaguer. But more than anything, I just think he needs to relax. I think he's over swinging, trying to hit a home run every time. And he's big and strong enough and got enough power that, you know, if he shortens his stroke a little bit and just tries to drive the ball, he's going to hit his fair balls out of the ballpark.
You know, and another guy that they had high hopes for, and I guess I should say have high hopes for, he's 22 years old, Domingo Santana, passes the eyeball test, 6'5". And in his last 3 years at AAA, AA, and A ball, his OPS was 858, 842, and 921. So this guy has nothing else to prove in the minor leagues. But when he got a chance last year, 0-for-17 with 14 strikeouts in the big leagues, and mercifully they sent him back down. Where does Domingo Santana fit into the larger scope of things? I mean, do you know what program they had him on, or what do they hope to see out of him in spring training?
Yeah, well, he came up and was completely overmatched, which is strange because, like you said, he had nothing else to prove in AAA. He dominated in AAA, came to the majors, got dominated up here by pitching. I really pull for this guy. I mean, this is a kid I think who wants it. He's very low key, a well mannered guy. His mother lives in New York. He spent some time in New York. I think he spent some time in Canada as well. So he's kind of a well-rounded kid. Only 22, has all the physical tools. And I think he's going to start the year at AAA. And even though he has nothing left to prove, I think he's going to have to wait for an opportunity up here. And when he comes up, he's going to have to learn to put the bat on the ball. And he did only have 17 at-bats. You know, maybe it was a case of just pushing too hard or trying too hard. And I think everyone agrees he was doing that. So, too much physical talent, too young, I think, to give up on him on this early. And I think we're going to get a big taste of Domingo Santana in the spring. And we're going to see him in Houston at some point this year. And, you know, just like Mr. Singleton at first base, I think he's going to have every chance to prove he's a major league player.
You know, and A.J. Hinch is a big guy in this, the new manager, in that I thought you'd think of this when the Cubs hired Joe Maddon. He was great at putting young players in position to succeed. And I guess with guys like Singleton and Santana, and it's Appel and Correa and those guys come through the system, it's making them feel comfortable, as comfortable as you can feel. Ultimately, he has to go out there and hit. What have you learned about A.J. Hinch? Have you spoken to him in a couple of months since he's been hired?
Well, you know, he's a very impressive guy. I mean, he's very – I think he's going to be a very even keeled manager. I think he's very teamwork-oriented. I mean, I think he's hired a coaching staff. He's going to let them do their job. He trusts all of these guys completely. I know Brett Strom he didn't hire. That's a Jeff Luno guy. But, you know, A.J.'s not a pitcher, so and Strom does great work anyway. So I think you feel good about that. And he hired a great bench coach in Trey Hillman, who has managing experience, done a little bit of everything, and a guy that doesn't want to manage anymore. He's very content being a bench coach. So just a very smart guy, very conscientious. I'm really looking forward to when the season starts watching him manage the game. I mean, I really didn't pay attention to him when he was managing earlier in his career a few years ago in Arizona. So I don't know much about his in-game strategy and things like that. But now with the analytics, I think he's completely on board with that and all the stuff that goes into it. We'll see. It's kind of an open book at this point. But I certainly would be surprised if he fails at this job. I mean, I think he's kind of set up to succeed, not only with the staff that he's hired, but with the young team and the prospects coming up. I think he's got a chance to lead this team to the playoffs in a few years.
Well, okay, we got the final countdown. It's a tough American League West. The Astros expect to take another step forward, at least from a competitive standpoint on the field. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks there, Brian.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.